The Prime Minister has dangled the carrot of lifting some restrictions in the south if they can get the island 90% fully vaccinated. Community and business leaders say this provides the step forward they need after more than a year since COVID-19 was in the community. Our reporters around the south have been out speaking to locals, and here's Timothy Brown with the story.
To say there's limited sympathy among South Islanders for those who still refuse to get vaccinated against COVID-19 probably understates it.
They can just hang out at home.
I think that there has to be consequences for those that choose not to be vaccinated.
You're part of a community. The community comes first, me comes second.
People are ready to get on with their lives, and for most, that means getting the vaccine. Queenstown Lakes Mayor Jim Bolt says he would have preferred to return the South Island to alert level 1 immediately, but this now provides a way forward. He says he hopes this gives people the hurry up they need to get vaccinated.
One of the things we've been struggling with in getting to our target of 90% vaccine is younger folk who perhaps haven't had the same uptake, but older folk have. If the issue is that you're not going to be able to go to a bar or a restaurant, you're not going to be able to go to a concert, you're not going to be able to get onto an aeroplane, whatever, I suspect younger folk will stampede to get their second shot.
Those out on the streets of Dunedin, Nelson and Christchurch say they're broadly supportive of the plan. And one pedestrian told Checkpoint the restrictions will be what finally motivates her to get the vaccine.
I think it's great. I think the sooner we can get there, the better. I encourage anyone who's not vaccinated to get in there as soon as they can and get it done. Do it for us all.
Look, absolutely. People who are vaccinated should have the freedoms to do more things that they choose to do.
I think it's going to encourage more people to get vaccinated, and it's a good thing. It means you'll feel safer going to those.
I'd like to go to my holiday house. It would be good. It would be handy. But yeah, I reckon they should be doing it.
I've got a lot of friends that don't want to get their vaccinations. I guess it will be sad, you know, if they can't do certain things, but I guess it is, you know, kind of freedom of choice at the end of the day.
Homegrown's the only reason that I'm going to get it when I have to, because I still want to go to festivals.
Canterbury Employers Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Leanne Watson expects businesses will get behind the vaccine certificate so they can keep the lights on. She says it's now incumbent on all South Islanders to play their part to get vaccine rates up, whether that's by encouraging friends, family or colleagues, or just going to get the shot.
The very clear signal from the Prime Minister today is, you know, we are not going anywhere until we get to that double-dosed 90% vaccination rate. So if we want a summer, if we want to have Christmas with our families and friends and whānau, then that's what we've got to do.
Hospitality New Zealand Nelson Branch President Ian Williams says he has some concerns about hospitality being tasked with policing the new restrictions. National Iwi Chairs Forum Chair Lisa Tumahai says they had pushed for a 95% target, but will now concentrate on holding health authorities accountable.
My focus is now on DHBs. They have an obligation, an equity obligation. They've got to find the solutions. If it's a 90% rate and DHBs are going to be held accountable for that, they've also got an obligation at a DHB level to ensure that that is also 90% of the Māori living in their area.
Whether it's a return to normality, the return of tourists, or just the chance to put the threat of lockdown behind them, South Islanders can't wait for the lights to turn green.